Hello, my name is Jasmine Lee, and I am not your mama's astrologer. Welcome to the week. Welcome to this big new moon eclipse in Aries. Pazow! Can you feel it? How are you feeling today? How are you feeling this week? There's something really important that I think is the nebulous of all of this intense energy this week, and it is, what triggers you? Why do you get triggered? And how does that shape and define you? Okay? This is the proverbial big dick energy, you guys. I mean, Aries doesn't fuck around, all right? He just doesn't. Ruled by Mars, here to be and feel empowered in this life. So what is taking your power away from you? And this week, it might come up in extremely intense ways or extremely subtle ways that in turn make you feel really intense. How's that? Subtle or big? Intensity is vibey this week. And it's not only that, it's almost like we see a big table laid out in front of us and there's stuff all over it. And it's this vibe where you just want to freaking push it all off the table. Mess be damned. It is time to shift. And sometimes we don't always know how to do that in a super mature way because Mars is playing this game with us. Mars is also having some action with Saturn, our lesson keeper. Saturn is the great principal's office. So Mars himself is being met with the principal while Aries is having this big eclipse, which is ruled by Mars. Are you catching my drift on the intensity landscape of the week? Okay, and you might not even feel this personally. It might just be swirling all around you. It might be the feeling in your tummy that something just doesn't feel right. It might just be a little off. You might just be a little tired. Things just might feel vibey, as I say. It's like my favorite word. Vibes are real, okay? And so how you process this and feel it is up to you. But when these big astrological things happen, you guys, I really love to use it as an exploration experiment process because there are moments during this eclipse and this whole week after where if we're not being true to ourselves, we're gonna hella feel that. I was laying in bed last night with my partner and I told him, I said, it's really weird because I feel like I'm at a precipice. I feel like I'm at the end of a chapter in my book that was like a really powerful chapter. And I was super involved in this chapter, but now the chapter's over and I'm starting a new one. And there is, for me personally, anxiety that goes with that. Anxiety about how I righteously stick up for myself, take care of myself, love myself while also holding being a mom, being a partner, being a daughter, being a coworker, being a businesswoman, being this huge energy in the world that contributes to my own collective. And yet sometimes I think I forget myself. Sometimes in the mix, I forget that I have a vote. I forget that my health matters. I forget that my daily life and ritual matters. And so I keep myself away, kind of locked away. And I feel myself coming out this week. Maybe you feel similar. I feel need, hunger, desire, change. I feel those things, but I don't know how necessarily right now to integrate all of it. And I don't have to, and neither do you. Plot twist. It's totally okay to be in this hanged man position. That tarot card exists to remind us that sometimes in the not knowing, sometimes in the pause of your life, there is great reflection, answer, and change within itself that can come from the non-action, that can come from observing more. Because the vibe of this week is going to be extremely action desirous. So maybe you want to start some fights. Maybe you want to like put yourself in the action. Maybe you want to force something to happen. But Tricks are for kids, guys. We're also in Mercury retrograde. So no, sometimes that forward action that you want to place force will place forward will blow up in your face, like big time. Like you think you're making this big stand, but it blows up in your face. And then who's the one that loses? So that's why at the beginning of this podcast, I said I wanted to talk about triggers. And I wanted to talk about how we get triggered. And I want to talk about victimization of self, because the truth is, no one's coming to save us. That's the end of the story. No one is coming to make your life better. It's not up to anybody, anything, any shift, any job, any partner, any animal, anything. Nice weather, bad weather, it doesn't matter. It's up to us to heal ourselves enough that when we get triggered, which I guarantee you, you will this week, how you're gonna choose to work with this trigger is really so important because, as I said last week, Chiron, which is our wounded healer, his mythology is that he was wounded. And instead of choosing victimization, instead of feeling victimized, instead of being helpless, he chose to heal. He chose to learn and then teach. He chose to help mortals heal their wounds. And I say all this because when we have a Chiron, because we all do in different planet, in different signs, so we all trigger differently. But Chiron is right here. It is not just an eclipse with the moon and the sun together. Chiron is right exact in there too. Vibes, you guys. Like, oh my gosh, that's really powerful, potent energy asking you, what are you not healing? What is unhealed in you? And that maybe these things that are unhealed are going to come and be surface level, touchable, no longer under the bed or in the dark nor in caves, but here in front of your face confronting you. And this might be soft or it might be hard. It might be coming up really intensely or subtly. No matter what, it's there. And where we attune our energy is everything. Why do you get triggered? Why did that hurt? Why don't you feel valuable? Is your body aching today? What is hurting? Physical, mental, spiritual, what is it? And understand that what it is the core of then why we get triggered by one another, why we get hurt by one another, why we fight in the first place is because we all have our own set of things that hurt us, that take our trust away, that make us vulnerable, and how we all deal with vulnerability is really different. So it's this deep exploration of finally discovering a part of ourselves to heal. This place that maybe we didn't have access to before, this soul that maybe has hidden itself from productive change is here asking us to do that. And I always say we always have a choice. We can ignore this week. We can just grit our teeth and bear it because no matter what, this week is going to have some uncomfy mows. All right? Like there are going to be moments where it just feels itchy to be in yourself, to be in your skin, to be in the iteration of your own id and self. And it's going to feel like balls. Like really, there's going to be some moments of extreme ouch, whether it be physical, mental, spiritual. It's just gonna. And we have this righteous choice to work with it, ride the wave, or get completely smothered by it. For me, the medicine that I'm taking is that I don't need to vocalize it as much as I do. I can vibe it this week. I am choosing righteous grounding and quietness. I'm getting real quiet this week and trying to observe myself neutrally. Because a pattern that I personally have is that I'm so busy verbally toiling that deep down, I'm actually okay. I just word vomit to psychologically attune myself to the issue and then I solve it. Is this healthy? I don't know. But is it something I do? Hell yeah. So do I want to shift this? I don't know. I'm going to get really quiet this week, and I'm going to think about how I toil, why I toil, and what new chapter I could start that would deafen the noise that keeps me believing that I am not ready for this next chapter of my life. I've been on a precipice for a long time. Maybe you have too. Maybe we all really have since COVID. I venture a guess that we have, that we've all like changed a lot. We just haven't fully integrated all of the change that is happening, both spiritually and otherwise. So this week is all about self. It's not selfish, because if you're a selfish person, this week is gonna be hella confronting. It's gonna be really in your face. You know, it's a smack to the face, legit. So what's your tools? What tools do you have? What tools could you develop this week that could really help you understand yourself better? I've got a good tool for you. Are you ready? It's called neutrality, which is gonna be so hard to find this week with Mars and Chiron, our woundy shit, in the forefront, in the spotlight. But I believe it is in the spotlight for us to find neutrality, because you can't find a solution when you're too deep in it. You know, we yell at the reality stars when we're watching competitions like Survivor and we're like, oh my God, that person is lying to you. How do you not see that? Or you're watching The Bachelor and you're like, this girl would be so much better for you. Why can you not see that? Well, of course, those people can't see it because they're in it. Nobody can see what they're going through directly, clearly, all the time. You know, neutrality is a gift that we work up to, hopefully, as we get older, more mature, able to see ourselves and our mirrors and our reflections a little bit easier. That's the hope. And that is my mission this week for all of you, is while all of this like crazy big dick energy is going on, it's like a proverbial cat with the zoomies. It's going everywhere. It's taken a dump and it is running throughout the house. It is jumping on walls and it is distracting as hell. So when life is doing this and it feels uncomfortable and you can't focus and you're starting to get tizzed and you're starting to get worked up because Mars energy does so love a good workup, how do you find your center? It's like a yoga practice. When you fall, how do you come back to center is more important than the fall itself. The notion that homeostasis is something we need to come back to over and over and over again is a lesson that I feel like we keep from ourselves. We focus so much on the problem, the fall, the lack of homeostasis, that we miss the point of the fall, that we miss the point of our sicknesses, that we miss the point of our heartbreaks. And that is a great disservice to ourselves, to miss the point by victimizing ourselves, to miss the point by over-toiling is bullshit. We are here to toil. We are here to break our own hearts, and we are here to fall. And what I think this eclipse in Mercury retrograde with this wound Chiron is here to talk about is when all of the things are getting out of control, how do you regain it? How do you neutralize it? How do you come back to yourself? And if we can learn this week with all the tumult, with the proverbial cat with the zoomies, if we can sit in it and allow it, surrender to it, release the balled fists of it, and open palm our life to allow information, not just what we believe, not just belief system, but true information to come at us, to learn from, to adapt to assimilate, to integrate. Well, that is a new kind of homeostasis for you, for me, for the collective. Bad things happen so that we can see the good. Darkness happens so that we can find the light. These are the elements we're working in this week. And instead of looking at the great suffering of your life right now, it is so much more important to find the path, the mountain, and keep climbing it. And put down the things that are keeping you from climbing it. Get some new shoes. Get some hiking boots. Get like sweat-resistant gear. Because we need to prepare ourselves for our journey. And we can't do that. Oh, look at, I'm wearing a mountain. Do you see my shirt is a mountain? If you're listening, you can't. I'm wearing a shirt with a mountain. Choice. I love it. Anyway, climbing this soul mountain is something we've always been doing. But how do we make progress if we keep weighing ourselves down with the problems instead of lightening our load with the solutions? Being a solution-based person isn't always the right answer either. We can't always be looking for solutions. We sometimes have to sit and stew in the problem. But this Aries energy is cardinal. It's fiery, guys. It wants to do something. So instead of starting fights, instead of freaking out, instead of hopelessness, being homeostatic and solution-based and neutral. Just think of those words when stuff starts to hit the fan, when life starts to like contract, because that's what I feel, a big old fatty life birthing contraction coming on this week. And it doesn't do to grit ourselves through it, to bear through it. What is necessary and what is asked for is that we open ourselves. Allow a little bit of humbling. Allow a little bit of the ego center to soften so that we can restructure the very bones of our day-to-day reality, of our life, of the mess we've made, so that we can be more structurally sound. And now how do we do this, right? Because there's so many triggers. There's so many things that are going to hold us up. And really, it's taking some moments of silence. Really, it's going on a walk. It's finding a posture. It's reading a book. It's journaling. It's finding a moment where you're not being swept up in it. It's finding those eyes of the storm where we can recalibrate and get ready for the next flow that's coming at us. This is the medicine of this week, that no matter how hard it is, no matter how many moments of uncomfortability you have, to see it as information, to see it as this is my soul telling me something. This is my body telling me something if we're sick. This is my soul telling me something if we're sad. This is my heart telling me something if we don't feel satisfied. You name it. Whatever ails you, whatever comes up this week, rather than toiling, rather than being like, oh my God, look what happened. Or, oh, this is so distracting. Or, oh, what am I ever gonna do? We have to get right with the fact that the page is going to turn. I promise you, this chapter is going to shift. There's going to be a new chapter. But how can you be ready for the new if you can't neutralize and accept the old? Because all those old stories are so old. This stuff you've been carrying, you know, you're only supposed to carry as much as you really can moment to moment. Carrying all the past baggage is such a thing that we all do. But maybe you could make your backpack a little lighter this week. Maybe you could forgive yourself a little more this week. Maybe you could have compassion for others a little more this week and see how compassion and surrender and opening really helps turn our soul's chapter page. Because we all are ready for a new chapter, and that's what this energy is about. And there are those who will resist that. And it's gonna suck, and you're not gonna feel great. And the resistance is gonna feel very pulley this week. But then there are those of us who will be able to surrender and release it and turn the page. So that's my gift with this weekly reading, is that it's time to turn a page. It's time to drop it. It's time to stop victimizing yourself. It's time to stop only seeing what's wrong and start seeing what's right in the reality of what is happening right now, that all messes can get cleaned up. You just need to use the right paper towel. Sometimes it's Bounty, but sometimes it ain't, guys. Like sometimes you get so used to doing the same thing for the same problems because it worked once before that we miss the subtleties of a new solution. We miss the subtleties of letting our ego mind go so that we can learn something new. Our attachment to self is so strong that sometimes we just have to let go of that a little bit. Look at that. I pulled the card, the Observer. observing, you guys. Neutrality. Turning on our inner observer is the most important skill you can develop as an adult. Because when you are neutral, especially towards yourself, when you can say to yourself, I am a fiction I tell myself every single day. I am a story I write myself every single day. Well, observer, doesn't that give you this amazing opportunity to write something different? So, what are you going to write this week? What are you going to observe? What are you going to see that's ready to shift, change, and turn the page? I hope you loved this week's reading. I hope you fare well, because on Friday we get rewarded with the sun moving in Taurus, which is the regrounding that we will need. Please like this, comment, message me, tell me what's up, tell me how your eclipse season went. I'm so curious to know for everybody what they went through and how it went. I am ever so grateful to be here in this space with you. May we all be starting new chapters of abundance, wellness, and most importantly, neutrality. See you next week.